Hello, everybody. Pastor Matt again, and it's time for us to gather together again to pray, and I'm very grateful to be able to gather with you to pray together at this time, whatever time it happens to be. We're gathered together digitally again, and that means that we may or may not be endeavoring to do the praying together at the very same time. So as we anticipate time coming when we are able to do that on campus together, we understand that still not everybody can be there every time, and some of us can't be there any time. So the fact that we are able to pray together wherever we are and whenever we can is great. But to have a little concentrated time together is fitting for the church for sure, and I think good for each one of us, the members of the church, which is Christ's body after all. So as we look forward to our prayer time tonight, I'd like to spend a little time in His Word. I have another book here that I'd like us to spend some time in, and then there's a prayer guide. So perhaps you could lay your hands on your own Bible, first of all. Secondly, the prayer guide, which is on the website or contained in the email that you received about this prayer meeting, and there's a link there for the prayer guide. It would be good for you to have that in front of you. If you could get it in hard copy format, printed out, that would be helpful. There are some blanks on there for you to fill in for your time of prayer together this evening. And then lastly, there is a biography of George Mueller by A.T. Pearson that I have that we're going to spend a little time in. So you have perhaps now two of those things. I have all three of those things. And let's begin. In your Bible, if you turn to Psalm 1, we're going to read just the first couple verses there as we consider ourselves not only as those who are preparing to pray, but those who have the ongoing discipline in our lives of prayer, which of course can always be improved upon. And we are encouraged by God's word to do this very thing, but not apart from God's word. That's very important. So, Psalm 1, beginning at verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Let's pause there. And as I'm going to reach for the biography of George Mueller, that meditation day and night of God's word, we have another colloquialism that we use these days. That's called quiet time. Now, some of you out there might have more quiet time than you know what to do with, and some others of you out there might not have had quiet time since you don't know when. But the fact of the matter is that it's laid out quite clearly in Scripture that it is for the fearer of God, the child of God, to delight in His Word. So this is a call for us to be regularly in God's Word and spending time in it. And we're going to have that laid out here in the biography, but let me ask you this before I start reading that, as I've just challenged you to understand that if we're going to pray, we should also then have the companion discipline of concentrated time in God's Word, side by side, working together. If I were to say, this day of insane hurry, and use that phrase to describe any portion of human history, how many of you would apply it to today? This is the day of insane hurry. All right. Well, some of you might, maybe even all of you might. And then what if I were to say, imagine life in old England in 1832. How would you imagine life then? A little bit more relaxed of a pace, a lot more noise of hooves and cartwheels, birds chirping, no internal combustion engines to note, no TVs, no radios. I'm going to begin reading on page 95. Again, this is All Things Are Possible, a biography of George Mueller by A.T. Pearson. This chapter is entitled Lead of God into a New Sphere. Here, Mr. Mueller had the grace to detect one of the foremost perils of a busy man in this day of insane hurry. He saw that if we are to feed others, we must be fed, and that even public and united exercises of praise and prayer can never supply that food which is dealt out to the believer only in the closet, the shut-in place with its closed door and open window where he meets God alone. In a previous chapter, reference has been made to the fact that three times in the Word of God we find a divine prescription for a true prosperity. God says to Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe and do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Joshua 1:8. 500 years later, the inspired author of the first psalm repeats the promise in unmistakable terms. The Spirit there says of him whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who in his law doth meditate day and night, that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Here the devout, meditative student of the blessed book of God is likened to an evergreen tree planted beside unfailing supplies of moisture, his fruit perennial, and so is his verdure, and whatsoever he doeth prospers. More than 1,000 years pass away, and before the New Testament is sealed up as complete, once more the Spirit bears essentially the same blessed witness. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth, continueth looking, meditating on what he there beholds, lest he forget the impression received through the mirror of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. James 1:25. Well, the book carries on. George Mueller is no longer with us in this life. He is there waiting for us in the next. But he has left this trail. If we are wise, we will see that he is following a trail that has been left by God. And so as we seek to prosper in our prayers, looking at that prayer guide, there's a number, a great number of things that we would very much have God's ear on and seek his will for. And to that end, we would be wise if we would also then meditate on God's word as we then pray, that we would pray according to his will. And then we would expect to be blessed, to prosper. So perhaps you'd like to have a little quiet time now. And then I would steer you to Joshua chapter 1, Psalm chapter 1, James chapter 1. At any rate, the time has come. Let's turn our attention then to prayer, whether you are alone in that closet with the door closed and the window open and it is you and God alone, or whether there are two or three gathered in Jesus' name. However it is situated about you at this time, I praise God for you. I thank him for you. I now, with you, enter into a time of prayer. And that in Jesus' name. Let's pray.